Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, despite all of the pain and trouble, life is still better than any alternative. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you again today. We're glad that you're listening to Bible Meditations. I do hope you've been listening this week as we've talked together about the Word of God. Please encourage others to listen to our program. We return now to our study concerning attitudes toward the Bible. We pointed out the fact that Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica and said that he thanked God for them daily because of the fact that they treated the words that he spoke to them not like the words of men, but as they are in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in them that believe. It becomes apparent that some people have bad attitudes toward the Word of God. These brethren had a good attitude toward it and were commended because of it. What do we see in our world about us? We see people buying Bibles, many of them. In fact, it's constantly the world's best-selling book. It is a volume that is purchased and used in just about every home in our nation, and yet at the same time, it is misused and misapplied, and people treat it in a manner that is not respectful as it ought to be treated. We noted the fact that some people believe the Bible is a dead letter. It was written for the first century, so it certainly couldn't apply in the 21st century. It certainly could not have application to us today. Yet that's the uniqueness of the Bible. While that might follow with the works of men, it does not follow with the work of God. God wrote a book. When he completed that book, it was intended and does do the work in the 21st century that it did in the first. And if the world is allowed to stand for a long time yet, it will still have application to their lives. Well, another thing that is clear is that some have come up with the idea that somebody else needs to read the Bible for me and then tell me what I'm to believe about the Word of God. They sort of give the impression that the Bible is a book that is beyond the average man. It takes a person with special education to be able to understand and know what the Bible really says. Therefore, discouragement is given to the average individual from picking up his Bible and learning about the Word of God. It's not infrequent to hear somebody say they have gone to church at a particular place for many years, and they still don't know anything about the Bible. Do they hear the Bible? Is it preached? Or have they been told somebody else will tell you what the Bible says, what the Bible means, and you're not on your own as far as understanding and knowing what the Word of God says? Well, let me suggest to you, a lot of this is based on a passage of Scripture that is totally misused. It is a passage which is not intended to teach what people are making of it. In 2 Peter chapter 1, 20 and 21, Peter points out something. Well, go to verse 19. We have a more sure word of prophecy. In other words, what he's saying is, you can depend on what we have. It is sure. It is dependable. Well, how do we have this sure word of prophecy? Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Well, someone says, there it is. The Bible said you can't privately interpret the Bible. Now, friends, that isn't what that verse says. If you look at it carefully, you'll see that the verse does not say you can't read the Bible for yourself and interpret it. What the verse says is this: the men who wrote the Bible did not write of private interpretation. It wasn't just their view. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. When a person tells you, don't read your Bible, don't study your Bible, that person's not your friend. When a person tells you the Bible is to be read and understood by all of us, then he's saying what the Bible says about itself. When he says it is not of private interpretation, what he's meaning, and what is very clearly implied in the text, is that Paul didn't write his own opinion. It was not the interpretation that Peter had of his own interpretation that he wrote what he had to say. What John wrote was not just what John thought about a matter, but what God inspired him to write. And so the passage, instead of saying, you can't read the Bible and understand it, and it's not of private interpretation, what the Bible really says is that you can depend on it because men didn't write their own views. You can read it, study it, understand it, but it's not the views of men. It's what God said on those particular subjects. And that's very important to us. What I read, I want to know came from God. I don't want anybody's opinion. I want to know what God said. I'm not about to trust my eternal salvation into the hands of another person without reading to see if they're telling me the truth. They may be misguiding me. It may be because they really don't understand themselves, or maybe even some people might be dishonest. But regardless, I don't want somebody else telling me this is what God said without my taking the time to study the Bible for myself to find out what God said so that I can be obedient to it. You're encouraged on Bible meditations frequently. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. Find out what God has instructed. We certainly appreciate this opportunity this week of talking to you about attitudes toward the Bible. We hope that you'll be listening again on Monday. In the meantime, remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.